give me no more. I said, I'm too old to keep up with anything like that, and I won't be going nowhere to use it, wear it, or nothing. And I said, just don't. I said, I can use something to eat better than I can jewelry.
Yes, ma'am.
And my doctor bills is a lot and everything till. And Lori knows that I haven't got anything. I told her when she comes see me, I said, I haven't got anything to pay you with. And, but my boys said that they rather just send her check and pay her and let her go on than to let me go to a nursing home. So I'm just sitting here as long as I can stay here at night, get around good enough to, well, by her being here and doing what's to do of a day, and a lot of days, see, I'm in bed all the time, and she has to wait on me. Mm-hmm. Well, it does keep me out of a nursing home, mm-hmm. and it costs as much to keep me in a nursing home as it would keep her here. Yeah. More, I expect. Because did you know that this little nursing home at Mendenhall costs nearly $1,000 to stay there?
Hmm.
Now that's awful.
$1,000?
A month.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Hmm. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I went in the office at that one at McGee. That was before I ever had Lorie. And talked to the office girl. I told her, I said, now winter's coming on and I'm not too strong. And I said, I've been thinking about coming down here and just staying through the winter months and then going back home. And I said, I want to know something about what it's going to cost me and what the deal is. I said, I wouldn't won't just come down here and say, I come stay with y'all and, mm-hmm. and though. She sat there and figured it all out. She said, well, you can stay here. And now it was 5 years ago. She said, you can stay here, your room and board, and being waited on, doing the things that you need to have done for you and all. Said, will be $550. Then you pay $20 extra for your laundry.
Mm.
A month now, that's what I'm talking about.
Jesus Christ.
Then you buy your own medicine. And if you take their medicine, a aspirin tablet is a dime. And an Excedrin tablet is a dime. Which I don't take neither one. I can't take anything with aspirin on account of that ulcer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to have anything like a walker or something like that, you've got to pay for that yourself. You've got to buy your own clothes. There's a woman goes there, I think once a week, and fixes hair for the women there, you know, shampoo them. Some of them have firmness, not many, but most all of them needs to have their hair shampooed, you know. And you got to pay for that, and they're high, 5.5 just to wash your hair and dry it.
Mm.
And when she got to figuring it all up, well, I decided that I just come back home and freeze if I want to. Wasn't in there for me to do.
I think I'd just stay here and hire somebody to stay with me.